It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Good day to you. This is the Daily Podcast where we devote a few minutes to some of the things that President Donald Trump has said in the last 24 hours, so that our grandchildren don't think we were lying. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 13th of May, 2020. Yesterday, President Trump, leader of the free world, explicitly accused a television broadcaster of murder with the following tweet. When will they open a cold case on the Psycho Joe Scarborough matter in Florida? Did he get away with murder? People think so. Why did he leave Congress so quietly and quickly? Isn't it obvious? What's happening now? Total nut job. Trump was referring to the 2001 death of Laurie Klosutis, who worked as a staffer in Scarborough's office when he served as a Republican House lawmaker. Miss Klosutis' autopsy revealed that she had an undiagnosed heart condition, and a coroner concluded that she had died after passing out and hitting her head in a fall. Scarborough was in Washington, D.C. at the time of her death. The tweet has to date received 30,000 retweets and 105,000 likes.
0.13% of President Trump's 79 million followers liked the tweet.
And far from going away quietly, Mr. Scarborough is now the anchor of a hit TV show named after him. Scholars of propaganda have noticed that this is an extreme deflection technique to divert attention away from the president's terrible record handling the COVID-19 pandemic, which has now claimed 83,115 American lives, if figures are to be believed. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 13th of May, 2020. If you'd like to hear more daily updates from What Has He Said Now, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts and follow us on Twitter at What Has He Said.
And maybe that's a question you should ask China. China, 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 China.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.